Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
60643. And what was your name, sir?
Artarius.
And how would you spell that?
Artarius.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Can you repeat that zip code again for me, please?
60643.
And may I ask your name?
John Knox.
Knox. J-O-H-N-K-N-O-X?
Correct.
All right, Mr. Knox, can you tell me what this call is in regard to?
This call is in regard to a smartwatch that I purchased from apparently your company, or through your company, that doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. I want to cancel the charge. I want to send it back. I also find another charge on my credit card, the same credit card, for a huge amount, $67.32, for Ultimate Majestic Gardens, which I have never done any business with or agreed to do any business with or buy anything from.
All right. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
10065 South Wood Street. And again, that is Chicago 60643.
All right, thank you.
What company do you work for, Arterios?
Factory Direct.
Factory Direct, okay.
Yes, sir. And we're a third-party call center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give me one second. It's a lot of John Knoxes, but I did find the account. Is that ZIP 165 South Wood Street?
Correct.
All right. Give me one second. I'll wait on your information to come up now.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And we can see what's going on.
Yes, I don't know. I know you're a third party, but it sure seems like this is a fraudulent company. Who charged me?
Oh, no, sir, we're not.
Well, you may not be, but if you're a third party for another company, I got charges on my credit card from Ultimate Majestic Garden in Nevada, and I have had no business with them.
All right, sir. This is due to the Platinum Ultra watch, like you stated.
Yes.
All right. You were on
it
a
doesn't
time.
Work at all.
All right. I can get you. I can get you a reshipment of it, sir. That's not a problem.
You can get me a what?
A reshipment.
I don't want another watch like this. I don't want to deal with this company anymore.
You don't?
No, not at all. Like I told you, I don't trust them.
All right, so you're saying even if I can get that membership fee discounted, because that's the only thing that it is.
I don't want anything to do with them. I'm planning on filing a consumer complaint fraud if I don't get satisfaction soon from them.
All right, we'll make sure that we get you taken care of, sir. Wait one second. And you're saying if I could get you a 50% refund of that and make sure you're canceled out, you'll still be unsatisfied? Would that be satisfaction for you?
No, I should get a complete refund. This thing is a piece of junk. It doesn't work at all. I charged it several times as they instructed in the instructions. It doesn't work. Never comes on. Doesn't do anything. And now on top of that, I got a second charge from apparently the same company under a different name, but it's for the same amount within a few days of it. And
I'm messaging my supervisor now for you. And I'm going to see if she could go in, yes, sir, and get you fully refunded and canceled.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. She'll message me back soon. And then I'll get that cancellation code to you.
Yes, please.
All right. And know that you'll just be waiting on your refund. All right.
Yeah, in fact, like I said, I'd like a refund for both of these amounts. I agreed to pay, I think it was
even though the Postal Service, like once that product's delivered, the Postal Service, they do get a cut of that shipping, but I was able to get that $67.32 fully refunded.
Okay.
That generated that cancellation code, which I want to verbally give that to you, and I'm sending it to your email now.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So if you're ready, I can verbally give you this code that I sent to your email. You were fully refunded to $67.32, and you were canceled out.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir, thank you. You just let me know when to begin.
Let you know what?
When to begin with your zip code. I mean, when to begin with your cancellation code. I apologize.
Okay, I'm looking at my email now.
All right. Not a problem.
Okay, I do see the email, and it does show that it will be refunded. All right, and I assume that will just go back to the same credit card that it charged originally. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, I guess I'll just learn from experience then. But I guess that's the main refund I wanted. The $7.90, I'll consider it shipping charge, and which it was, and I have a piece of junk that I'll throw in the garbage. And I will never do business with any of these companies again.
Understood.
But thank you for your help, Arturios. I realize you're a third party.
Yes, sir.
So I appreciate your help.
No problem, sir. But we were able to get you fully refunded. And just like you said, experience is the best teacher, sir. So we all got something out of this.
Yes, thank you. All
no
right.
problem, sir.
Have
yes,
a good
sir.
Day, Arturios.
You too, Mr. Knox. And I thank you for calling customer support, sir.
All right,
good day.
Bye-bye.
All right.